talking about male fertility, a topic that doesn't get the attention it deserves, but is super intimately connected to male wellness. I'm not going to get fancy in this lesson. I really just want to lay out how male infertility is linked to some of the work we do so that you can use it as a push point for your own clients. To be more specific, we're going to discuss foods that promote male fertility, the importance of weight, the role of stress and how to combat it, why exercise is so important, and tips you can give male clients who want to start a family. I've had enough clients come to me with low testosterone, low sperm counts, and trouble getting partners pregnant to know that fertility work isn't solely a female phenomenon. If I have a male client and I think it's appropriate because family planning is part of our work, I'll start fertility promoting work from day one. Number one, while I usually meet my clients where they are when it comes to eating organic, if I have a male client in my practice who is looking to start a family, I promote, encourage, and steer that client right towards organic produce. Research is strong that eating produce classified as having a high level of pesticide residue resulted in a 49% lower sperm count and fewer normal sperm than those who ate produce with lower levels of pesticides. For example, in one study, they looked at spinach, strawberries, and peppers. I use the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen to teach clients about the foods they should avoid eating conventionally and really endorse this concept. Next, we find that obesity is linked to changes in sperm that cause infertility or miscarriage. Tackling weight loss is essential to viable pregnancies, and you are already masterful in helping your clients shed the unwanted weight. We also know that stress is a major player in fertility, and oxidative stress from toxins, environment, smoking, and poor diet can cause sperm to malfunction. So I promote antioxidant-rich foods to combat the damages of stress. Antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, beta-carotene, zinc, selenium, folic acid, lycopene, and coenzyme Q10 are found in seminal fluid and help prevent damage to sperm cells. Antioxidant-rich foods and also fatty acids are important. Fatty acids make up some of the sperm membrane, so I encourage fatty fish and omega-3 rich foods not only for women, but also for men. And it's not a bad idea to limit some of the things like alcohol, sugar, and caffeine that we can really abuse as well. Really, balance is what you're after. If you feel your client is too dependent on these things, work to pull back. Help him pull back. A healthy exercise plan is, of course, also incredibly helpful when it comes to male fertility. Too intensive exercise can backfire and decrease sperm count, and so the goal is not a more is better approach. Moderate exercise is sufficient for most guys. It's up to you if you feel comfortable talking about not wearing constrictive pants and underwear or avoiding extreme heat from hot tubs or other male fertility-related information that may fall outside of our normal wheelhouse of what we talk about. But certainly consider everything as you work with men at this very crucial time. At the least, encourage men to speak with their medical provider about these considerations. Okay, let's do a quick recap of today's lesson. If you have a male client interested in starting a family, work with him on diet and lifestyle factors that can increase fertility. Emphasize organic food, help the client achieve or maintain a healthy body weight, find ways to reduce stress, promote antioxidant-rich foods and omega-3 fatty acid foods, limit alcohol, sugar, and caffeine, and of course, incorporate exercise. I'll see you in the next lesson.